Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Thursday, 13th of April, and we will be putting the spotlight on what the March inflation numbers for India and the US indicate, why Tata Consultancy Services Q4 performance missed estimates, why BSE-listed Advanswa Enterprises should be in your radar, and in today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Kajal Gandhi of ICICI Securities on what the street is expecting from HDFC Bank's Q4 results this Saturday. Let's get started. Retail inflation updates from India and the United States that were released yesterday have brought some much-needed relief. In India, retail inflation plummeted to a 15-month low of 5.66% in March. Another development that will likely be cheered by investors is the fact that consumer food price index fell to 4.79% as compared to 5.95% in the previous month. This means RBI's aggressive rate hikes have been paying off, which is evident in the fall in CPI figures since January. In the beginning of the calendar year, India's inflation had jumped up to 6.52% from 5.7% in December. After that, in February, the headline inflation number cooled to 6.44%. There is also good news, or rather no bad news, stemming from the US inflation front. Retail inflation in the USA eased to 5% in March, which is the lowest in nearly 2 years. Compared to February inflation figure of 6%, this is a welcome news. But investors need to remember that the 5% inflation rate looks pretty taxing when it is compared to the 2.1% average inflation rate maintained in the 3 years prior to the pandemic. So the Federal Reserve is not likely to stop rate hikes just yet, considering that the goal of 2% inflation rate still seems like a distant goal. For the record, the Fed has hiked interest rates 9 times in the course of the last year in an attempt to cool demand and inflation. Wall Street watchers still believe that a 25 basis point hike in the May meeting is very much possible, and there might be some chances of a pause after that. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve's March meeting minutes were also released, and it showed that several officials were considering a pause in interest rate increases until it was clear that the failure of 2 regional banks would not cause wider financial stress. But they ultimately concluded that inflation remained the top priority. So Wall Street remained jittery in yesterday's session. Dow Jones first recovered from day's low after the inflation numbers came out, but then fell below the flat line once Fed minutes were out. Dow, S&P 500 and Nasdaq closed in the red. India's largest IT player, Tata Consultancy Services, came out with its Q4 results yesterday after market hours, and the numbers were below street expectations. The IT bellwether's revenue for the quarter ending March grew 17% on a year-on-year basis, and net profit surged by almost 15% to 11,392 crore rupees. Both the revenue and the bottom line failed to meet analyst expectations. When seen quarter-on-quarter, net profit grew by only 5%, whereas the revenue, when seen in constant currency terms, registered the slowest growth in the last 11 quarters. In terms of margins, the operating margin stood at 24.5%, which missed market expectations by 50 basis points. As expected, the results failed to cheer analysts who are especially worried about the weakness coming from North America and expect it to become even weaker in the coming quarters, considering the global banking turmoil and recessionary fears at play. On the human resource front, the company said that it added a net total of 821 new employees to its payroll in quarter 4, which is a striking improvement from the net drop of 2,200 employees in the quarter ending December. Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Rajesh Gopinathan, who gave his last investor presentation as the top boss of the IT company, accepted that current market sentiment is negative, but at the same time reassured that there have been no large-scale project cancellations. Gopinathan said that discretionary projects had been put on hold and could be expected to start off post the winter holidays in the US. All in all, the numbers missed street estimates, commentary was more or less cautious, and a buyback which could have boosted investor sentiment was also not announced. Talking of IT companies, today we have Advanswa Enterprises on our radar. Ace investor Porinju Velayath has acquired about 1.5% stake in this company. He is known for his picks in the small cap space, and some of his other investments include Orient Bell, Duroply Industries and Shalimar Paints. Now, what does Advanswa do? Advanswa Enterprises, formerly known as KLK Electrical Limited, is a technology solutions provider that specializes in corporate innovation through rapid prototyping and then helps them to expand by building software applications of scale. The stock had hit upper circuit 2 days back when Advanswa announced a new project in strategic robotic process automation space with a Big Four consulting company. This project has been backed by its wholly owned subsidiary Advanswa Tech Inc. in the United States. As for the stock, which is only listed on the BSE, it has a market capitalization of 95 crore rupees. The price movement was flat for several years and began its big up move only in March of 2022. In the last 1 year, it has almost tripled investors' wealth, who are now sitting on 2.7x returns. Its last closing price was 52 rupees. The majority of the company is owned by promoters with 72.14% stake, and public shareholders have the rest of the stake at 27.8%. Its top line has been slowly inching higher from 9 crore rupees in last year's March quarter to 12.2 crore rupees in the December quarter. Meanwhile, its operating margins have remained consistent at the 14.4% mark. India's largest private sector bank, that's HDFC Bank, will be coming out with its Q4 results on Saturday. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Kajal Gandhi of ICICI Securities, who shares her expectations on the bank's profit number as well as net interest margins. Listen in.
HDFC Bank has already reported its Q4 FY23 advances numbers, and the credit growth of 16% is already there. However, if you look at the corporate advances, there is a mild slowdown to 12% YOY, while retail advances continue to be strong at 21% YOY growth. So overall, in terms of business growth, mild moderation has been seen. However, NII growth expected to be strong, even at 21% YOY at rupees 22,958 crores. So on the margins front, we still expect stability and 4.1% minus of margins to continue for HDFC Bank. The bank has been quite strong on the other income, and we expect a bounce back being Q4, and the other income is expected to remain strong for HDFC Bank and expect it to grow 17% YOY. It is a good improvement on a Q4 basis. Asset quality in Q4 is expected to be largely stable. We expect GNPA ratio around 1.21% and NNPA at 0.32%. And thereby provisions to be marginally on the higher side at 3361 crore, which is slightly sequentially on the higher side. We are building in as an annual provision. Considering all these factors, we expect PAT to grow at 19% YOY to 11,981 crores, which is sequentially flattish, and markets will be more looking forward to the merger guidelines and the merger events that are unfolding for the bank, HDFC Bank with HDFC Limited. So those, I think, are more watched items for the bank, because largely in terms of numbers, there are stable. Growth has been already in the market, and we look at earnings that also fairly decent. If you look at overall banking sector is already a buzz with a strong earnings season expectation. We have seen provisional numbers of most banks coming, and there is a robust traction of almost 20% YOY credit growth that is seen for most of the large private sector banks and also mid-sized banks. So this momentum, along with operational performance, is likely to be healthy, and we expect margins to stabilize after seeing increase in the recent past. So now with deposit rates rising, we should see that stabilization. in terms of treasury, there has been no major movements in this quarter. So thereby, we don't expect any major treasury gain or losses for the PSU banks also. So those events should not be there in the P&L for PSU banks. And PSU banks also are accordingly expected to report strong numbers in this quarter. We remain quite positive on the overall banking sector as a whole.
This episode was written with additional inputs from Kaushal Shroff. That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you next week at the same time.